When the Chibok girls were seized exactly a year ago and loaded onto trucks in the middle of the night and taken off into the forests of northeast Nigeria, nobody could have imagined that there'd be so little information about them a whole year on. The message from the government and the military has been a repeated one of, we are looking for them, we will rescue them. But none have been rescued yet. A very small number managed to escape right at the beginning, and just a handful managed to run away from the first camp where they were held. We've managed to get in touch with some of the relatives in Chibok village who are still desperately waiting for news.
Esther says her year has been filled with tears and prayers. She has no idea if her daughter Seraya is alive or whether she'll see her again.
I often ask myself this question, and even at night I sometimes wake and wonder and pray to God to deliver the girls. They didn't go to school for a bad reason. Whenever I want to eat, what comes to my mind is, has my daughter eaten? But then I must have faith that God is able to provide for them. But at times I worry so much I can't even eat. Even if we cannot have them back, at least let us see our daughters again.
This is all we've heard from the Chibok schoolgirls since they were seized by the jihadists. The Christians and Muslims were dressed in hijabs, paraded before a camera, and ordered to chant verses from the Quran. Their abduction 1 year ago drew worldwide attention and condemnation.
As the mother of two young daughters, like millions of people across the globe, my husband and I are outraged and heartbroken.
United people across the planet to stand with Nigeria to help find these children and return them to their parents.
The Nigerian government was slammed for initially refusing to believe the abductions had happened and then failing to act decisively.
Good evening and welcome to Nationwide.
In October, hopes were suddenly raised.
And this news is starting on a very happy note, as the federal government and the Boko Haram sect have agreed to ceasefire deal.
Government officials said as part of the ceasefire deal with Boko Haram, the Chibok girls would be released. But there was no peace deal, and the government never explained how it had got this so badly wrong.
We are saved. Bring back our girls.
Every day, a few dozen people still gather in central Abuja, calling for the students to be rescued. The missing Chibok girls are part of a much larger tragedy. Amnesty International says 2,000 women and girls have been abducted by Boko Haram since the beginning of last year. Obi Ezekwesili, one of the founders of the Bring Back Our Girls campaign, says the abductions in Chibok were the trigger for action. She says it was tragic that even the killing of dozens of schoolboys in their dormitory early last year was quickly forgotten about.
I felt terrible that we all moved on as if nothing happened. It was not normal for 59 school children to be killed and then to be burned. No, there is always a turning point in the history of a people when they simply say enough is enough. So the Chibok girls became our turning point. The Chibok girls have become a symbol for all other abducted citizens of our country.
The families in Chibok made a lot of sacrifices to get their daughters into school, selling their crops to pay the fees. As campaigner Aisha Yusufu explains, they had pinned their hopes on their daughter's success.
For those parents who are poor, their children are their pension. They don't have anything. And these are girls that are expected to grow up and earn a living and take care of the whole family. So when you take those children away, you've probably taken up the livelihood of an entire family. That's what it is. And a lot of these parents, like my parents did, had to sell everything to ensure that they send their children to school.
A recent regional military offensive has recaptured territory, enabling many of those abducted to escape. Some have told us that they even saw where the Chibok girls were being held. But the students are not free and seem to be a real prize for the jihadists. The group's leader at one point said they were to be married off to fighters. Back in Chibok village, a sad-faced 14-year-old Paulina desperately misses her elder sister, Margaret.
I would like to go to school, but only if they bring my sister back. If Margaret doesn't come home, then I will not go to school. I pray that God rescues her. We're living life without fun now. Whenever I see two sisters walking together, I feel lonely. I just wish it was me and my sister.